10 years ago, you opened the company with your friends, which once aroused the interest of some Chinese media. It is not so easy for a foreigner to start his own business in China. So why did you choose to do that?
We saw a tremendous potential market here in Beijing for coffee, and so we pursued that market. When we first started the company, we completely misjudged the local Beijing market. We expected there to be much more demand for good quality coffee, and that wasn't the fact. Actually, when we started the business in 1994, we were hoping to sell coffee to the 200,000 plus foreigners in Beijing. And it turned out that market did not exist in the form we thought it would. And we were forced to sell coffee to a much more local Beijing market.
Did you know how to make coffee when you first had the idea to go into the coffee business?
Actually, when we first came up with the idea, we did not know much about coffee. Once we decided that we wanted to invest in selling coffee in China, I took an internship with coffee roasters in the U.S. My two friends went back to Australia. When we decided to be coffee roasters, we learned everything we could about coffee.
What is the greatest achievement you have made after so many years' work in China?
I would say that the biggest achievement is that we have worked hard and have seen good progress in the education of Chinese coffee customers. We like to think that through our training, people know more about coffee, and that they really learn to appreciate coffee.
Chinese people like to drink tea. Coffee is the traditional drink of Western people. Is there a so-called coffee culture?
Tea has 2,000 years of history. Coffee has a somewhat shorter history, but has affected countries all over the world. The history of the discovery of coffee is very similar to the discovery of tea in China. In the first half of the 16th century, coffee was the single most frequently consumed drink in the world, and tea is the single largest drink consumed in China. Overall, yes, I'd like to say that there are a lot of similarities between tea and coffee.